Good afternoon, dear listeners. We welcome you back on RIM Radio, live from its studios. It's Mariam Benaissa serving you the most leading news of the hour. Your news, our business. For the headlines, National Committee of Investment approves 21 agreements worth over 76 billion dirham. Morocco participates in UN Regional Conference of the 24th Committee in Indonesia. China and Russia strengthen economic cooperation with signed agreements. And now we jump into details. The first National Investment Commission established by the new investment charter met Wednesday in Rabat under the chairmanship of the head of government, Adi Zakhnouch, has approved 17 draft agreements and 4 amendments to agreements for a total amount of 76.7 billion dirhams. The 21 projects studied were approved for a total amount of 76.7 billion dirhams, allowing the creation of 5,728 direct jobs and 40,707 indirect, said a statement from the Department of the Head of Government, stressing that this first National Commission on Investment marks a new stage in the operationalization of the charter, and this in accordance with the high directives of His Majesty King Mohammed VI on accelerating the dynamics of private investment in the kingdom. Morocco is actively taking part in the regional conference of the 24th United Nations Committee for the Pacific, which is being held in Bali, Indonesia, from May 24th to 26th. Representing the kingdom is a significant delegation led by Ambassador Omar Hilal, Morocco's permanent representative to the United Nations. The delegation also includes His Majesty's Ambassador in Jakarta, Wadi Ibn Abdullah and Radwan al-Husseini, the Director of the United Nations and international organizations at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and African Cooperation. Throughout the three-day conference, the Moroccan delegation will seize the opportunity to highlight the political reforms and the comprehensive socioeconomic and human development achievements in the southern regions of the country. These advancements are a result of the enlightened vision of His Majesty King Mohammed VI. As in previous years, the conference provides a platform for Morocco to share its progress and contributions to the region's stability and prosperity. Morocco's dedication to United Nations peacekeeping operations was lauded during a press briefing held in Rabat on Thursday by United Nations Morocco as part of the celebration marking the 75th anniversary of UN peacekeeping operations. Fathi Dbabi, the director of the United Nations Information Center in Morocco, highlighted Morocco's long-standing involvement in UN peacekeeping efforts, starting from the early years after its independence in 1960. The country has consistently played an active role in supporting and participating in peacekeeping missions under the auspices of the UN. Across the globe, China and Russia have expressed their intention to enhance their bilateral trade volume to $200 billion by the year 2023, despite facing challenges such as the ongoing conflict in Ukraine and the complex global geopolitical landscape. During his current visit to China, Russian Prime Minister Mikhail Mishustin will engage in discussions with Chinese officials to explore various avenues to achieve this ambitious trade goal. The talks will focus on strategies and measures to bolster economic cooperation between the two nations, further deepening their trade ties amidst the prevailing geopolitical circumstances. A total of 672 undocumented sub-Saharan migrants arrived on Tuesday in Asamaka, a Nigerian town located 15 kilometers from the border with Algeria, after being expelled by the Algerian authorities, humanitarian organization said. The 672 expelled immigrants come from 23 countries and reached Asamaka on foot, said Ibrahim Al-Qassoum, a member of the Canadian NGO CAUD, quoted by media. In a significant development, Fulgens Kayashima, one of the remaining suspects wanted for his involvement in the 1994 genocide in Rwanda, has been apprehended in South Africa's Western Cape province. According to reports from local media, this successful arrest was made possible through a collaborative effort between South African authorities and a United Nations team dedicated to locating and apprehending the remaining fugitives. Serge Brammertz, the chief prosecutor of the International Criminal Tribunal for Rwanda Completion Mechanism confirmed the capture of Kagoshima, underscoring the ongoing commitment to justice and accountability for the atrocities committed during the genocide. In sports, Fernando Gomes, the president of the Portuguese Football Federation, emphasized the importance of Morocco's past candidacy, experiences and their potential value in the joint bid with Portugal and Spain for hosting the World Cup. In an interview with the Maghreb Arab News Agency, Mr. Gomes acknowledged the valuable insights and expertise gained by Morocco through its previous bids. He expressed confidence in the collective strength of Portugal, Morocco, and Spain, citing their extensive organizational experiences and resources. This, he believes, positions the joint bid as the strongest contender and the ideal choice to host the prestigious global event. And with this news, we end our newscast. I wish you all a great afternoon. See you again next time.